All right, strap yourselves in, because today we're going deep on a topic that's all about signals and community and a little bit of old school, cool amateur radio.
Nice.
Specifically, we're checking out the Bayside District Amateur Radio Society.
Okay.
Or BDRs, based on what we got from their website.
Cool.
Now, you might think amateur radio is all like crackly static and dusty equipment.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, this is way more dynamic than you'd think.
Right.
BDARS has a ton going on.
Yeah.
From remote stations up on mountaintops to a surprising link with the U.S. Army in World War II.
That historical connection is definitely interesting. And you're right. Amateur radio, or ham radio as it's called, is a lot more than just some nostalgic chatter.
Right.
It's a whole global network of licensed operators who use radio waves for everything.
Wow.
From casual conversations to emergency communications when other systems go down.
So it's not just a hobby.
No.
It's a vital resource, too.
Yeah.
And BDR is based in Southeast Queensland. This seems like a perfect example of how vibrant this community can be.
Yeah.
They've got over 80 members, and their website talks about creating a fulfilling and engaging experience for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that means it's not just about sitting in your basement talking to a microphone.
Not at all.
Okay.
BDRS has a pretty diverse range of activities.
Oh, cool.
Which you can see in their three special interest groups, or SIGs.
Okay, let's get into these SIGs.
Okay.
First up is the DX SIG.
Right.
DXing, for those who don't know, it stands for long distance communication.
Mm-hmm.
The website mentions contests, field days.
Yeah.
Even mobile radio activities.
Yeah.
They describe it as challenged by nature.
Right.
Which makes me picture someone on a remote mountaintop trying to reach another continent.
You're on the right track.
Okay.
DXing is all about pushing the limits of radio communication.
So cool.
It's about testing your skills and your equipment,
mm-hmm.
connecting with people across the world, and often dealing with things like tricky terrain or unpredictable atmospheric conditions.
Yeah.
Or even limitations of your own equipment.
Right.
All these factors make it even more rewarding when you finally make that long distance connection.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And speaking of pushing limits,
mm-hmm.
the next SIG on the list is the Maker SIG.
Okay.
This one seems right up my alley with all the hands-on stuff, soldering workshops, kit building,
mm-hmm.
learning about antennas and digital communication.
Yeah.
It sounds like a dream for anyone who loves to mess with electronics.
It is. The Maker SIG taps into that growing maker movement.
Yeah.
That drive to build and create things yourself.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way to learn about electronics,
mm-hmm.
develop practical skills,
right.
and even build your own custom amateur radio equipment instead of just buying it.
I'm already thinking about dusting off my old electronics kit.
Right.
And then there's the social SIG.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Coffee meetups, tech nights,
right.
training classes.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great way to connect with other enthusiasts, especially if you're just starting out.
It is. The social SIG is all about fostering that sense of community.
Right.
Which is so central to amateur radio.
Yeah.
These clubs provide a space for people to share their passion,
mm-hmm.
learn from more experienced members,
right.
and build lasting friendships.
Wow.
It's that human connection that keeps people coming back.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting for me.
Okay.
BDRs says they have remote HF and VHF UHF stations.
Right.
And I got to admit,
yeah.
those acronyms are a bit of a mystery to me.
Of course, HF stands for high frequency,
okay.
which lets radio waves travel super long distances, mm-hmm. sometimes even around the world.
Real?
VHF and UHF stand for very high frequency and ultra high frequency.
Okay.
They're better for local or regional communication.
Right.
But, and this is the cool part, having remote stations means BDRS members can access and operate these radios from different places.
Oh, wow.
Potentially even from home.
Nice.
Expanding their reach significantly.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So I could be sitting at home.
Yeah.
Sipping my coffee.
Right.
And controlling a powerful radio station miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is.
And it shows how technology is transforming amateur radio.
Right.
Making it more accessible and versatile.
Than ever before.
Right.
Right.
And they're not just using this tech for serious stuff.
No.
Right. Because I also saw they do a hardware store sausage sizzle fundraiser.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty fun way to support their hobby.
It is.
Right.
You've hit on something important there.
Yeah.
Amateur radio clubs often have a strong community.
Right.
and fundraising spirit.
Right.
They'll do events like this to raise money for equipment,
yeah,
club activities, mm-hmm, and even charities.
That's awesome.
It's a way to have fun, connect with the community,
right,
and keep the passion alive.
Okay, let's rewind a bit and talk about BDRs' history.
Okay.
Their website says they started in 1989.
Right.
And have been steadily growing their repeater infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
They even mention a repeater being donated by a member.
That's right.
What exactly are repeaters?
Yeah.
And why are they so important in amateur radio?
Repeaters are like radio relay stations that extend the range of communication.
Okay.
They receive a signal on one frequency.
Right.
And retransmit it on another, usually at higher power.
Mm-hmm.
This lets signals travel further.
Okay.
Overcoming obstacles like hills and buildings.
Yeah.
They're crucial for amateur radio operators.
Right. Yeah.
Especially those on VHF and UHF frequencies,
mm-hmm,
which have limited range without them.
So it's like having a network of signal boosters.
Exactly.
Strategically placed to keep everyone connected.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about that repeater donation.
Yeah.
That's a pretty generous gesture.
Yeah.
Does that tell us something about the club's culture?
Definitely. Yeah. It says a lot about the camaraderie and collaborative spirit in BDRs. And
yeah.
Amateur radio is all about sharing knowledge, mm-hmm, helping each other out.
Right.
And keeping that signal strong.
Yeah.
And that kind of generosity really shows those values.
Well, I'm already hooked.
Good.
BDR seems like a really thriving hub of activity and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing that really got me curious.
Oh, yeah.
That mention of the Bayside area's connection to the U.S. Army in World War II.
Yeah.
That's quite a historical twist.
It is.
Do you know anything about that?
That's where things get really fascinating.
Okay.
And that's what we'll explore in part two of our deep dive into BDRs.
Awesome.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive into the Bayside District Amateur Radio Society.
All right, let's crank up the signal strength and check out that historical connection with the U.S. Army in World War II.
Okay.
What did you find out?
Well, turns out the Bayside area played a pretty big role during the war.
Really?
While BDARS wasn't around then, the region was a busy place for the U.S. Army Signal Corps.
Oh.
Who handled all the communications.
Yeah.
They set up some key communication outposts in the area.
Wow.
Using radio to relay messages between units,
right,
coordinate operations,
mm-hmm,
and even talk to forces back in the U.S.
Oh.
Remember, this was way before satellite communication.
Yeah.
So good radio links were super important.
Makes sense. But where did amateur radio operators fit into all this?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
While amateur radio was basically on hold during the war,
right,
for security,
yeah,
lots of skilled hams volunteered to help the Signal Corps.
Oh, wow.
They helped set up and maintain equipment.
Cool.
Train soldiers how to use radios. And even ran stations when needed.
So even though they couldn't officially transmit, they were still playing a crucial role.
Exactly.
It's really neat.
Their technical knowledge and experience were super valuable to the war effort.
Right.
And it shows how adaptable amateur radio is.
Yeah.
It's not just a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a skill set that can be used in different situations,
yeah,
even in times of conflict.
I'm seeing why you find this so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new side to the history of amateur radio,
right,
in the Bayside area.
Right.
Now, I'm curious.
Yeah.
How does this history tie into what BDR is doing today?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
While the tech has changed a lot since World War II,
yeah,
the main ideas of amateur radio,
okay,
clear communication,
yeah,
technical skill,
mm-hmm,
and a desire to help others,
right,
are still super important to BDARS.
You know, speaking of changing tech, yeah, I was looking at their website,
mm-hmm,
and saw they have some pretty high-tech equipment.
Yeah.
Under their remote stations section,
right,
there's a remote flex transceiver.
Mm-hmm.
And a remote ICOM transceiver.
Yeah.
Those sound serious.
They are. Okay. Those are cutting-edge pieces of equipment that, yeah, show how advanced amateur radio has become.
Ew.
Both Flex Radio and ICOM are top manufacturers,
right,
known for making high-performance transceivers.
Okay.
And the remote part means members can control these radios over the internet.
Oh, wow.
From anywhere in the world with an internet connection.
Wait, so I could be sitting at home,
yeah,
in my PJs,
right,
drinking coffee,
mm-hmm,
and controlling a powerful radio station miles away.
Yeah.
Maybe even on top of that mountain we were talking about.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a total game changer for amateur radio.
Right.
Makes it so much more accessible and flexible.
Than ever before.
Right.
So cool.
What's really interesting is that Flex Radio and ICOM each have their strengths.
Oh. How so?
Well, Flex Radio is known for their software-defined radio technology,
Okay.
which is incredibly flexible and customizable.
Nice.
ICOM is known for being tough and dependable,
Okay.
making it popular for portable and mobile use.
So depending on your interests and how you want to use the equipment, you've got choices. Now, it's not just about voice communication these days, right?
No.
I noticed they mentioned ADS-B, APRS Ground, and APRS Satellite on their site.
Right.
Can you break those down for us?
Those are examples of digital modes used in amateur radio,
Okay.
which have really opened up what you can do with radio waves.
Oh, cool.
ADS-B, or Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, is a tech that lets aircraft send out their position, altitude, and other data.
Wow.
Amateur radio folks with the right gear can receive this
Okay.
and use it to track aircraft,
V.
even sending it to online flight tracking websites.
So you could have your own little air traffic control center at home?
It's a pretty popular application,
That's awesome.
and it shows how amateur radio connects with other tech and interests.
Okay, I'm hooked. What about APRS Ground and APRS Satellite?
APRS stands for Automatic Packet Reporting System.
Okay.
It's a digital communication system that lets amateur radio operators send and receive real-time info,
Oh, wow.
like position data, weather reports, and text messages.
That's really useful.
APRS Ground uses regular radio waves,
So.
while APRS Satellite uses, well, satellites to
Okay.
send signals,
Yeah.
which lets you communicate over huge distances,
Wow.
even globally.
So even if you're in the middle of nowhere with no cell service,
Yeah.
you can still send a message or share your location using APRS satellite. That could be a lifesaver in an emergency.
Exactly. Amateur radio has a long history of providing communication during emergencies, like
Yeah.
natural disasters,
Yeah.
when normal communication systems are down or
Or, yeah.
overloaded.
Okay, now I got to ask.
Yeah.
Their website mentions a VK4RDB 70-centimeter multi-mode digital repeater.
Right.
Can you break that down for us?
Of course, VK4RDB is the repeater's call sign,
Okay.
which is like a unique ID for amateur radio stations.
Right.
70 centimeter refers to the frequency band it uses,
Right.
specifically the UHF band around 430, 440 millihertz.
Gotcha.
Multimode digital means it can handle a bunch of different digital communication protocols, so users have flexibility.
Makes sense.
And like we talked about before, a repeater is a relay station
Right.
that extends radio signals.
Okay, so it's like a high-tech communication hub for ham radio operators in the area,
Exactly.
letting them connect over longer distances and using different digital modes.
Right.
That's cool.
And this particular repeater is on Mount Cotton,
Oh, right.
which gives it great coverage.
That's right. Remember we were talking about BDR's history with repeaters?
Yeah.
They mentioned a 2-meter repeater installed back in 91, a UHF repeater donated in 2009.
Yeah.
And then in 2018, they started working on 3 new repeaters on Mount Cotton.
Right.
Seems like they're always improving and expanding their repeater network.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Their dedication to infrastructure is impressive.
Yeah.
By investing in repeaters, they're making sure local operators have reliable communication,
Yeah.
expanding their signal range,
Right.
and keeping up with the latest tech.
You know what else is interesting?
What's that?
That repeater, donated by a member in 2009,
Oh, yeah.
it really shows the teamwork and generosity in the club.
Definitely.
It's not just about the technology,
Right.
it's about people coming together to support their passion.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And speaking of people coming together,
Yeah.
there's a story that really shows the heart of BDRs
Okay.
and the connection to the history of amateur radio.
Oh, wow.
But we'll have to save that for part three of our deep dive.
Okay, we're back for the last part of our dive into the Bayside District Amateur Radio Society.
It's been fun learning about them.
You're right, and you mentioned a story
Yeah.
that really captures BDRs.
Right.
I'm all ears.
Well, remember we were talking about the club's start back in '89?
Yeah.
Their website mentions the first president, Don Thompson,
Right.
whose call sign was VK4YI.
Okay.
Sadly, he's now a silent key.
Yeah, I remember that. It's how amateur radio folks talk about someone who's passed away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a reminder
Right.
of the connections in this community and what those who helped build it left behind. Don Thompson's story is a perfect example.
Yeah.
He wasn't just the founding president, he was a big part of BDRs' early growth
Right.
and their focus on community.
Can you tell us more about him? What
Sure.
made him so special?
Well, from what I've heard, Don was really passionate about amateur radio, always wanted to share his knowledge and get others involved.
That's cool.
He helped set up BDR as his first repeater network, expanding their reach, and he was really involved in community outreach, organizing events to show people what amateur radio was all about.
That's amazing.
It sounds like he really lived those values, community, sharing knowledge, helping others that we've been talking about.
He definitely did. And you can see it
Yeah.
in how vibrant BDRs is
Oh,
today.
absolutely.
They've grown from 32 founding members
Yep.
to over 80. And they keep using new tech,
Yeah,
right?
and working with their community.
Speaking of community,
Yeah.
I saw that BDRs has meetings at the Redland Museum.
Right.
They've also gotten grants from the Redland City Council
Yeah.
and have some local sponsors. Seems like they're really connected to their area.
They are. That's something you see with a lot of amateur radio clubs. It's not just about messing with radios alone, it's about meeting people, sharing what you love, and helping your community.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
What's that?
It's not just the technology, it's the
Yeah.
human connection,
Yeah.
wanting to help others and belonging to something.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah.
And that's something people forget in our digital world.
Yeah.
Amateur radio brings tech and people together.
Right.
And that's why it's still so cool.
I'm impressed with what BDRs has done since starting in 1989. They've built a lot.
Tried new technology and created a strong community.
That's quite a legacy.
It is.
Yeah.
Shows how dedicated and passionate their members are.
Right.
They've proven that amateur radio isn't just a thing of the past.
Yeah.
It's a lively and growing hobby
Right.
with a great future.
So what does all this mean for someone like
All
me, or
right.
even our listener who's interested in amateur radio but doesn't know where to start?
I'd say, don't worry.
Okay.
Amateur radio is super welcoming.
Yeah.
And there's help for everyone, no
Right.
matter your age or skill level.
That's good to know.
Clubs like BDRs are a great way to start.
Yeah.
Learn from experienced people and find what you like in this world.
That's good advice. And speaking of BDRs, I gotta give them credit for that hardware store sausage sizzle fundraiser. Sounds like a fun way to get money and meet people.
It's classic amateur radio,
Yeah.
mixing their passion with some fun and community spirit. It's not just about the technical stuff.
Right.
It's about having fun and connecting. Well, I've learned a lot.
Good.
I had no idea amateur radio was so diverse.
Yeah.
And honestly, cool.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Me too.
It's been great exploring this with you.
And for our listener who's
Yeah.
been with us on this journey, if you're even a little curious about amateur radio,
Yeah.
check out the BDR's website.
Right.
Learn more about what they do,
Yeah.
and maybe even go to one of their meetings. You might be surprised.
Yeah.
It's a hobby that mixes tech, communication, community, and even history.
All in one.
You might even catch the bug
Right.
and become a licensed operator yourself.
Yeah.
That's right. So for now, we're signing off.
Okay.
But keep exploring, keep learning,
Yeah.
and maybe we'll hear you on the airwaves someday.
73.
73 to you too.
Thanks.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this dive into the world of BDRs.
Yeah.
Until next time.